And Justin just followed us on Twitter.
Oh my god, oh, you're crying.
I've tried for like 4 years to get a follow off of him.
It's been a big week for Bill Ebers, fans of the pop star Justin Bieber. He's in the UK. His teenage fans are clustered around the posh hotels of London in the hope of seeing him. He hit the headlines when he took to the stage at the O2 2 hours late, and he also lunged at a cameraman. Not hard to do. But what's so special about Justin's music? Here is his greatest hit, Baby. Well, joining me is Clemency Burton Hill, a classical music specialist on BBC Radio 3, and here in the radio in the studio at NBH, New Broadcasting House, is a guitar. Clemency?
There it is. I'm sure there'll be listeners out there, Paul, who will wish that we were actually following all of this with silence and we weren't going to play any of Justin Bieber, but it certainly warrants a discussion.
What makes a child genius like Justin Bieber produce something like that? What's so great about it?
Well, let's maybe couch the word genius. Let's be careful with how we just bandy that term around. But no, I'm sure there are parents out there who are under the impression that Bieber has been created and manufactured solely to separate their kids from time and money and other things. But in actual fact, what they're doing and what Bieber and his very clever writing team did, particularly with that song, I think is blend certain elements that are rather prescribed and formulaic in pop song, things that we know make a cracking pop song, like that incredibly catchy hook, for example, where the chorus comes in. But they've done it in a slightly smarter way. I think we're going to talk, Paul, about the chord progressions that he uses, for example, which actually go back right into the heart of classical music.
They do, and I'm going to play one. Here we go. That's everywhere, isn't it, Clemency?
Yeah, it certainly is. I mean, it really came to prominence in the 50s. It's known as the doo-wop chord progression, but it was used by the likes of Mozart a lot.
It's in Blue Moon, isn't it? Blue Moon.
And it's Blue Moon. Yeah. It's Stand By Me. It's all sorts of, lots of, Sam Cooke uses it a lot.
What's so good about it?
Well, it's very hard to say why a certain chord progression acts upon us in the way that it does. The descending bass line, I would say, definitely has something to do with it. The fact that it drops in those thirds until it moves up a step back to the dominant chord. Chord progressions, quite hard to talk about, to sort of really explain, but they're the building blocks of all musical compositions, or at least all musical compositions up to Schoenberg.
Well, we've got a bit of the exact same thing. I'll just play it again. In the same key, believe it or not, from Mozart, from La Clemenza di Tito. Let's have a listen.
Doesn't that make you want to jump out of your seat?
It does in the bass line. You're absolutely right. Now, what else does Bieber do? What else is he giving us in something like Baby?
Well, you mentioned E flat major. You mentioned the chord, the key signature that it's in. And I think that it's interesting because, again, we don't know why certain chords or why certain harmonies or why certain keys act upon our brains in the way that they do. But Justin Bieber is in incredibly good company writing this song in E flat major. Mozart uses it all the time. We just heard there in La Clemenza di Tito, also the overture to the Marriage of Figaro is in E flat major. Beethoven's amazing symphony, the Eroica, the Third Symphony, is in E flat major. Mahler's Eighth Symphony is in E flat major. The idea is that it's a very accessible key, but it's also rather heroic, and it seems to suggest something. And I think that is offset with Justin Bieber's voice. It works incredibly well. I think it's immediately quite welcoming to a listener.
It's penetratingly recognisable, isn't it?
It certainly is. And then, of course, what he's singing about, it seems to suit that.
Well,
particularly well.
It is boy meets girl, boy loses girl, isn't it? The famous theme, albeit 13-year-old boy in this case, when he made it. Clemency, that song is so catchy. I'm wondering, do you fancy singing it out with me as we end this article?
Interesting that you say that, because I think that the hook is also got something about it. That's the interval is kind of yearning, I think.
Yearning.
I'm not going to sing it. Paul, really? Do you want your listeners to switch off in their droves? a bit high for me.
Oh, come on.
If you'll sing it with me.
3, 4. I nearly got you.
I can't believe we're doing this. But there is something where he goes da 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 da, and then he goes da 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 da, and that then, little interval, that's for me,
absolutely.
That's where it's really yearning.
And then this is a major seventh, isn't it?
Ah, oh, and you see, what a cracking chord. And it's so great because, you know, I'm not raving about this song, but it is a lot more than just the kind of pre-packaged formulaic pop than you might expect it to be. And I think that little wink to 1950s doo-wop is something that makes it quite effective.
I could go on with this all morning, but Clemency, thank you.
Thank
that is
you
so
very much.
Interesting. Thank you very much.